Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. Today we're joined by Sean Wade, CEO of Power Metal Resources. Welcome back, Sean.
Hi, Phil. Thanks very much. Nice to see you again.
Absolutely, yeah. So obviously we saw the news that the company recently announced a £2 million strategic financing agreement with ACAM LP through a loan note subscription with warrants. The company also entered an eight-week exclusivity period and a non-binding term sheet with ACAM to form a uranium-focused joint venture involving Power Metals uranium licenses. ACAM, a natural resource-focused partnership, will invest £10 million for a 70% stake in Power Metal Resources Canada Inc., with potential additional payments up to £4 million. If successful, this joint venture will replace the planned IPO of UEE, with incurred costs covered by the loan proceeds. You express confidence in the transaction's potential to add significant value for shareholders. Tell us more, Sean, please.
Well, thanks very much, Phil. And that's a very, very good summary. And yeah, this is a very, very exciting announcement for Power Metal. I mean, it's the biggest announcement, certainly, that's come out under my tenure. So we've been working on it for some time. I know that people have been sort of keen to hear some news on specifically this, on what we're doing in the uranium, and I'm really pleased to be able to talk about it today. We announced on the 24th of March that we were having conversations sort of surrounding the IPO and potentially other strategic investors coming in, and obviously this is what we were referring to. So what happened was we were marketing the UEE IPO, which people remember was a proposal to do a partial spin out of some of the assets from our wider uranium portfolio in Athabasca, put them into this AIM listed or would be AIM listed vehicle, or put them into this vehicle then listed on AIM, and we had some good interest. I mean, we had a cornerstone investor who was very keen to do probably about half the raise, and some good interest from brokers and so on. But when we took it in to see these guys, to see ACAM, they were very keen on uranium and wanted to talk to us about potentially a bigger deal involving the whole portfolio, which is what this is all about. So nothing's absolutely guaranteed. And, you know, in these situations, you know, there's a lot of work still to be done papering it up and all the necessary sort of legal pathways to, you know, to actually execute the JV. But it's obviously the firm intention of both parties to do that. And so we've been able to announce that we've entered an exclusivity period of 8 weeks for the purposes really of due diligence and getting that deal done. Separately, they are investing £2 million via a loan note in Power. This comes with warrants attached, as you've mentioned. And so, you know, on that basis, it's likely that they will become a major shareholder in Power. And obviously, you know, we very strongly welcome them onto the register when that time comes. It's important, I think, for investors to see that we're able to attract major strategic capital of this kind. And, you know, but most importantly, you know, it really underscores the value of the uranium portfolio and the opportunity for discoverers. We've done already quite a lot of work, as people know, to identify drill targets and the best exploration opportunities. And the $10 million investment that ACAM are putting in will really further that. And as we said in the announcement, you know, you're talking about at least five significant high-impact drilling programs and significant advancement on several more. So, you know, as I said, you know, to a few people, I think, you know, when you're looking for discoveries in this area, there are a lot of factors that are important. That, you know, obviously the geology, the geophysics, the location, the mineralogy, all of those things obviously very important. But the one big factor that also is vital if you want to make a discovery is having plenty of cash to chase it. The drilling is expensive. You know, the logistics, the helicopters, all the things that you need to do to make your discovery cost a lot of money. So to be able to partner with somebody who has that kind of firepower significantly enhances the chances of a discovery for our shareholders to take part in that. So, you know, on the one hand, you know, we've monetized the portfolio to an extent. I mean, we talked about the structure of it. You know, we'll have 30%, they'll have 70, but you're still in the portfolio, as it were. You still got 30% of it, and you've got a very high chance now of a major discovery. So I think there are two value events there are three really for Power Metal shareholders. There's, you know, making a discovery, which I'm sure will be positive for the Power Metal share price. And then there's ultimately what happens to Power Canada. Does it list in Canada, which is a possibility? Do we sell it to another company? Do we do something else with it? You know, time will tell. But, you know, there are lots of bites of the cherry here for investors and lots of ways for them to realize a lot of value. So we're very, very excited about it. and keen to press on, get exploring.
So, Sean, from a sheer magnitude point of view, you currently have a market capitalization of £20 million, and someone's now stepping up to the plate and investing £10 million in that portfolio for a 70% stake, obviously, and giving you £2 million. And as you've said, there's warrants there, which they will have to pay for, which in essence at the current share price will probably pay most of that £2 million back to them, which is sort of a circular economy type scenario, I think, which maybe is the way it was set up. I'm not sure. But how does that position itself? And obviously, this is before any further movement in these very prospective uranium licenses, which everyone was pretty excited about. So how do you see that playing out in terms of its possibility of valuation within Power Metal Resources?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tricky one. You know, we're sort of banging our heads on the table a bit, you know, or have been, you know, in terms of the market's perception of the value and the sum of the parts and so on. I mean, you know, you've got gold and metal, which is obviously very visible, which we own 50%. And, you know, that has helped, I think, a bit in, you know, the share price has been moving a little bit off the back of that. But I think this really should push that conversation along, because you can very clearly see a £10 million valuation for that portfolio. We've split between the six I've talked about as the 30% or the £20 million post money, if you like, and then £4 million to come, assuming that you know that the deal is a success. So, you know, and it's very common in, you know, these kinds of deals where you've got, you know, a milestone payment based on performance to obviously incorporate that in your valuation, because you're making an assumption that is going to, you know, that the deal is going to work. So I'm very comfortable by, you know, saying, look, you know, we've monetized 10 million for the portfolio. We've got, you know, whatever the market cap is of, you know, gold and metal at the moment, probably about another
23 million. So you've got about, what, 11 and a half million to add.
Right. So then, you know, on that basis, you're in for free, aren't you, for the rest of it?
Yeah. I make it 24, so.
Yeah. So, you know, all the other things we're doing, the GSA acquisition we've made, the Power Arabia licenses, which we're already operating, we're already in there exploring. We've got FDR, we've got Malopo, we've got Tati, we've got Iron Battery. We've just done a deal with New Horizon. It's a relatively small deal, but that's been vended into a business in Australia where we now own the shares of an Australian listed company. All of that, you're getting for nothing. So I would say, you know, it's not my job to, I've always told CEOs whenever I've been an IR man or whatever, I've always said, don't keep going on about your share price. It's the market's responsibility. But there is, we do care about it a lot, obviously, because we want people to make returns. And it, you know, it looks to me, it's very cheap. So I think we will have a think really about, you know, when we market the company going forward and we look at the, you know, the slide deck and so on, and we talk about the message, I think getting people focused more on, you know, the net asset value or the sum of the parts, if you like, you know, versus the share price or the market cap, I think is, you know, it's probably the sensible thing to do, and how I think people will start to realize this value. I mean, obviously we have to execute. Obviously, you know, this is only the very starting point of this transaction. The key is going to be to explore and make discoveries. But, you know, we're in the best geography in the world for uranium discoveries. And we've got a partner who's got a lot of cash and is determined to make it happen. So, you know, I think we put ourselves in the best possible position, you know, to start realizing that value. So
yeah, and these guys aren't investing £10 million and also another £2 million in Power Metal Resources, just to hopefully make £20 million themselves, are they? Let's be honest about it. These guys are serious players, and you know, they're looking for 5, 10, 15, 20 times return in terms of their money, I would imagine, in this portfolio. And that will happen, I presume, on one uranium discovery from these 16 licenses that you discussed.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we all know what a discovery can do to a share price. And we're obviously very excited about, you know, being in that space ourselves. But you could be talking about multiple discoveries here. I mean, we certainly should be. I mean, it's, you know, 16 licenses with lots of goes at it. So, yeah, I mean, it's always been, you know, our most exciting exploration opportunity. The issue has always been, how are we going to raise the required capital to do the exploration that's needed to make those discoveries? You know, there was obviously UEE was one solution to do over part of it. And it probably would have been the case that over time, more of those assets would have been vended into UEE and more money raised by UEE for that. But that would have meant, you know, it would have taken a long time, because, you know, you if you don't want to spend the money on the rump portfolio that's not within UEE, it'll sit there being kept in good standing, but you know, would need the financing against it. You could have been talking about next year, the year after, when those assets really got explored. Whereas now, we can crack on across the portfolio, go for the really best opportunities, and you know, really, really, really go for it. So, and that's what we intend to do. I mean,
we're, who's going to be leading that office, chief geologist?
So Jack Dan, who's a uranium expert internally, will be essentially, you know, taking charge of all the exploration program, and you know, I think shareholders know Jack from you know some of the stuff he's done on Telegram and so on. You know, he's been very good at sort of answering people's questions, and he knows his, not only does he know his uranium very well, he knows his Athabasca extremely well. That's where he got his master's degree, and you know, he's an excellent geologist, and is going to spearhead this program for us. So what, you know, this is a really great marriage, because what ACAM have brought in obviously is financing, has been, you know, tremendous experience in doing these kinds of deals and this kind of exploration, but they're looking to us for the technical expertise to actually execute the discoveries themselves. So, you know, we're really looking forward to working with them. And I think, you know, we will all do very well out of this as and when those discoveries are made.
Yeah. And Charles is some of the parts, which I think was 3.3p. Has to be revamped now, I presume, based on the first money's come in. And
yeah, I think so. I mean,
also, that also didn't include any potential Saudi deals as well, which is obviously for another day. But yeah,
no, that's right. Well, I mean, you know, Charles. I mean, you know, we're very fond of Charles. He's done a great job for us, and always very keen to engage with him. And I think, you know, he's an excellent analyst, because what he's done is essentially he set this price target a little while ago, and instead of sort of revisiting it and saying actually that price target is higher, he says, actually, my confidence in it is now that much higher. You know, so I think as we start to execute, and on the Saudi point that you mentioned, I think, you know, he will probably at some point revisit it, and we could get a higher number. But, you know, that would be, you know, 16.6p, I think, is it? We'll all be very happy to, you know, to get to that. But certainly, I think there is the potential to push that target higher. And as I say, you know, but it's about execution. You know, just assembling a bunch of assets doesn't necessarily just, you know, realize it. You've got to actually, you know, get work done and you know, make the discoveries, etc. But you know, I think certainly I'm sure he would say if he was on that this has given him greater confidence than he had before in that target.
Yeah, and in all honesty, I think, if things go well at the Pilot Mountain drilling in GMET and the grant is officially rubber stamped after them leaking it, then I think that your 66p might not be too far off with GMET, to be brutally honest.
No, well, absolutely. I mean, look, in the GMET could be going multiple times from here, and obviously that's why we're, you know, keen to sort of make as much of that as we can. And you know, you've got to be careful of when you know, I mean, GMET's market cap is slightly higher than ours. So, you know, it's sort of, you've got investors will arbitrage between the two a little bit, maybe, or choose one rather than the other. So we both need to be generating good news and positive momentum to both be moving independently, if you like, but with the read across from GMET into us. There's no point, you know, if we're just sort of completely passive and, you know, acting like a, I guess, an asset manager, if you like, then, you know, we won't get the real benefit from it. We've got to generate good news ourselves, and obviously this is what this is hopefully doing.
Yeah, I was just looking at the on your announcement actually about ACAM, and that there's reference to Rock Minerals, and I was just doing a bit of digging, and I think that from what I can remember, what I saw, that they did a joint venture, the completion of the GCAM joint venture back in April of last year on the Greenland, the Southern Greenland assets, where they subscribed for like 18 million and they were issued like 490 million. But looking at the performance of Amarok since then on the prices, it's almost doubled on its market cap. So they've obviously got the right investment there.
Absolutely. I mean, it's been a highly successful investment, and that's why, you know, they're interested in not just the JV itself, but also in the top co, if you will, because that, you know, that gives them, you know, two bites of the cherry. So yeah, I mean, look, there's obviously the extent to which it's self-fulfilling. You know, you get an investor of that sort of quality and that kind of reputation, you know, it will obviously drive the share price. But what it does, as I said, is it gives us the ability to actually execute this. So, yeah, I mean, I know the Amarok guys very well. I did some work for Elder, you know, a couple of years ago and, you know, really enjoyed my time there. And, you know, I know it's a fantastic company and, you know, it's great to be in that category. And I think, again, you know, this job is all about attracting shareholders. It's all about, you know, telling the story, getting people to buy the shares. That's fundamentally what my job is. And being associated with companies of high quality like Amarok through, you know, an association with ACAM is great for us. You know, just to be in that sort of category where you know, perhaps we can start to attract institutional, you know, capital a little bit. I mean, you know, bearing in mind, obviously, we're still only a 20 million market cap, but, you know, I think it starts to just sort of move us up that kind of quality curve a little bit in the eyes of the market. You know, we have had a lot of support from retail investors, and we continue to have, and I'm, you know, very pleased for that. But inevitably, when you're at the smaller end, you also get, you know, a lot of kind of day trading and a lot of sort of short-term stuff. And I think, you know, the more that we attract, you know, the kind of, you know, the bigger, longer-term investors, I think the better for all shareholders, really.
Yeah, I think it's inevitable that you're starkly undervalued at this moment in time, and, you know, the realization will hit very soon, I think. And I think GMET is part of that story as well in terms of in terms of your valuation. So we look forward to speaking to you again, Sean, especially with Saudi and maybe confirmation of this deal. And let's hope Power Metals becomes radioactive in some way.
Well, thanks a lot for having me. And yeah, no, definitely. I'm sorry it's been quite, you know, for the last few weeks. We've obviously been impaired slightly getting this over the line, or getting this to the line, I should say. But, you know, we will hopefully complete it soon, and we can come back on and definitely keen to talk about Saudi and also our GSA acquisition when that really starts to get going as well. We're going to be generating a lot of news. So yeah, look forward to seeing you again soon.
Absolutely. We'll say Sean Wade, CEO of Power Metal Resources. Thanks very much for your time.
Thanks very much, guys.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.